My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Monday Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast at a special time again today. Even more special because at 8 o'clock, I've been doing it at 30. Coming to you from Miami, Florida. Some of you may have seen my Facebook Live yesterday. It turned into a total disaster. The hotel that I had reservations booked in, I specifically went through Will the World because they're the experts in booking accessible travel. And they had, a number of hotels in Miami that were available, and this was a pretty good price, so I booked it. I get there yesterday to find out that there's no lift. So you can't get to the rooms. So they said, but don't worry, we're trying to get you into another facility. I said, okay. So I just hang around. Well, it'd be better if you come back. Well, no, because you see, I have to load and unload the chair, and that takes time and effort. So, and they said, well, we're sorry, but you can't park outside. I said, what? I was parked in the driveway. They said, sorry, you cannot park there. I said, wait a minute. I've got to move the car while you people are trying to accommodate me for something that y'all screwed up. They said, that's right. Well, where am I supposed to park? Well, you either park on the street or you have to go like 2 miles to the parking facility and pay for it. I said, holy crap. Well, as it turned out, I was able to get a place on the street, right? The first spot out of their driveway. That was okay, except I was on the left side of the street. I have to unload the wheelchair to the left side of the car. So I'd be unloading the chair and backing it out to the middle of the traffic. And I said, no, I can't do that. So I sat in the car for like 2.5 hours. In the meantime, I called Will the World. They started working on it. I heard back from them a couple times on updates. And then finally, I called the office there again at where I was. And they said, we've got your place. Come on in. We've got to do the paperwork. So, and I said, well, wait a minute. They told me I couldn't park in the driveway. Oh, don't worry about that. Park in the driveway. I said, okay. So I backed the car up a little bit, turned back into their driveway, unloaded the wheelchair again, and went inside. And she says, okay, so what we're doing, we're sending you to, what's the name of it? Waterstone, Waterside. I said, okay, there's that. Well, it's not a mile. It's just a couple minutes. Okay, so I can't roll there. I've got to drive there. Yes. Okay. So I get back in load wheelchair again and drive to this new hotel. And I go in there again, unload the chair, roll into the office, and does all the paperwork there. And says, well, we have to collect a $100 deposit. I said, I paid for the room already. Well, that's for this is a security deposit in case you damage anything. So, okay, so I gave him $100. And then he says, okay, now you're actually staying in another facility. I said, oh, where's that? He said, oh, it's about a mile away. So he gives me the address, gives me the keys. I go back and load the wheelchair up again. Get back in the car, drive to the other location of Waterside. And have to park in a parking lot across the street, okay, which was private parking. I think the card that I was okay for me to stay there. So I don't get that. I don't know that until I go over there. So again, the wheelchair. I get my stuff this time because I think I'm staying. I go across the street. I had to go down about a half a block to get a ramp up to the sidewalk, which that's no big. I turn into supposedly where my room is. The first thing I encounter is a step. About that, and then I look up at the room door, which I could see it was not, you know, that far away, and there's a step about that high in the room. I pick up the phone, I call the office back. I said, "Dude, facility." I said, "You know, my wheelchair doesn't go over these steps." He said, "Oh." He says, the property's not accessible. I go, dude, have you ever heard, you know, the requirements before you can claim that something is wheelchair accessible? It has to be wheelchair accessible. You know, I said, there's no way I can get into the chair doesn't climb stairs. Okay, just sit tight with a ramp. So, and he comes, it does come with the ramp. Has no idea how to put the ramp on the stairs down. So, what to do with the little step. And he picks up on the ramp into the room, or roll up into the room. I'm going to leave the ramp here in case you want to go out to dinner or something. I said, okay, I can go out to dinner out down this ramp, but how about I get down the other step? Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll order some food in. I'm not going to go through this hassle again. I said, what about tomorrow morning? I said, I got to have some assistance because somebody's got to pick up this ramp and move it. So I can get that. Okay, go up. We'll have somebody come help you. I have no idea, which is why I started the show a half hour early, because Adair Tom has already said he likes it at 8:30 because he gets to his office in half. So we might miss out on Adair Tom today. I don't know. But that's why I went at 8 instead of 8:30. Three hotels now on this. about accessible rooms that they're advertising are handicap accessible or wheelchair, and you can't get them. Come on, we got a lot of work to do. I think that. Oh my! All right. The story that you're on the top, story of the story, whichever you want to call it. New leadership delay. Also today, Carnival Royal Galveston. Next theater to remain world ditches. This. That and lots. Here at 8 o'clock. Oh, chocolate fondue. You know, I first had fondue in these, I guess. It was a big, very popular there for a while. Whether it was cheese fondue or chocolate fondue or, you know, in the hot oil. I enjoyed it. I thought it was. I guess it's trying to come back on Tuesday. I mean, you know, probably my least favorite of the three. I'm not sure where you can find it to celebrate National Fondue Day unless you have your own fondue pot. I don't know. But anyway. If you're listening by the podcast, which is Access Adventure. Or from all the big guys, radio, Chaser, Pandora's, Amazon, Apple Podcast, all of them. Just search for Trump's Industry News World. Smash the thumbs up button. And take the subscribe to this channel. We're having some nice growth right now. I mean, you know, I tease about wanting to get to 10,000 in a hurry, but we're actually moving steadily right along, which that's a good thing. All right, before I get started today, I have to, you know, our friend Katie, I love Katie to death. Katie got to play with the big boys. Of course, that's my friend JJ Crew. I got their shirt on today, as a matter of fact. And then she's with Ben and David. Holy cow, I didn't think they posed for pictures with for anybody. Of course, that's with Justin, but I didn't like that picture. But this is, that's the one I like. That's Mr. Bucket List and Katie with a drink. That's more my style. And then, of course, that's Katie all dolled up on one of the formal nights, and Angela with another one of her outrageous costumes. And she dresses like that. So, anyway, I love her to death, too. All right, so they had a great time on Icon of the Seas. I had hoped to be able to tie up and with Katie, but my schedule was so screwed up last week. Going to be screwed up this week, but not quite as bad. There will be no show on Friday. None. Because that's a disembarkation. So I'm not going to have time to do one in the morning early or anything like that. Plus, my computer and everything, I've sent it out the night before because I don't carry that stuff off the ships anyway. So there'll be no show on Friday. In addition, if the weather cooperates, which, by the way, the weather didn't cooperate yesterday. That was a miserable drive. But Friday, if it cooperates, I'm going to the Tampa Zoo. Driving up to Tampa and getting a back room tour of the African exhibit. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. Again, I apologize for the fact that the lighting is not the best. I'm obviously in this hotel room. The room itself is fine. The bathroom has a rolling shower. You know, it has grab bars. There's no seat in the shower. So, again, my choice is to try to stand or, you know, put this $5,000 chair in a shower. That's not going to happen. So, and goodness knows if I took one of their chairs from this little table here and put it in the shower to try to sit in the shower and it got wet, they'd keep the $100. Yeah, no. Anyway, I'll get back. And the other thing, I can't get out of here. I was talking to amigo John up in Minnesota last night. He said, "What are you doing? There's a fire." I said, "Hell, I don't know." I could get out the door, but I couldn't get away from the building. Oh. The stuff we go through. All right. The top story today, folks, comes from, actually, it comes out of Fincantieri. The upcoming Allura for Oceania Cruises is now delayed, with the first six sailings of the ship's maiden season canceled in the summer of 2025. The ship's under construction with Fincantieri and was originally scheduled for delivery in May of 2025, but guests have now been notified of the delay in plans for a new inaugural sailing. The impacted sailings, now canceled, are Allura's June 8th, June 15th, June 25th, July 7th, July 17th, and July 29th departures in 2025. The varied itineraries include a selection of Mediterranean ports in Greece, Turkey, Italy, Spain, Malta, and Egypt, as well as a few others. So, just last week, if you recall, the Sun Princess announced a similar delay. While the exact circumstances leading to the delays have not been disclosed for either Sun Princess or Allura, it could be a bunch of things. Could be labor problems. You'd think that wouldn't necessarily affect something a year off. Supply chain issues is probably the leading cause. I don't imagine they've done much testing and inspection yet, although they could have. And those are all things that can cause delays. They haven't said, but I'm guessing this is supply chain stuff. This is parts they can't get in. And no, they can't get it in time to meet the schedule. So, all right. I'll be back with a couple more stories. Not a great deal of news today, but I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The bigger the ROAS, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's now official, folks. When Carnival Fading Day officially becomes a member of the Carnival fleet today. Carnival Cruise Line ties Royal Caribbean with 27 ships in their fleets. Firenze will undergo a two-month dry dock as the ships gets converted from sister cruise line Costa Cruises to fun ship Italian style. Carnival Firenze will home port in Long Beach and sail her maiden cruise with Carnival on April 25th of this year. All right, so I had a tough weekend on sailing. The ships got off on time, but some of the people had trouble getting there. Galveston kicks off its annual Mardi Gras celebration over the weekend with multiple parades. This caused traffic backups and delays for cruise travelers headed to the port of Galveston. Carnival Cruise Line reached out to guests booked aboard Carnival Breeze, Carnival Jubilee, and Carnival Dream to alert them of the potential difficulties. So people just needed to, you know, factor in a little extra time or reroute around where parades were going to be. Something to get to the ships on time. Mardi Gras. All right. The next story this morning in response to Venice cruising restriction, Norwegian Pearl is charting a new course, weaving through alternative ports and offering passengers a modified adventure. Norwegian Cruise Line has announced a significant change to the upcoming June 14th sailing of Norwegian Pearl due to the standards of the local tender service falling short. It comes as the famous city previously banned large cruise ships, including sailing past the historic St. Mark's Square downtown by the lagoon. The chain also affects the ship's additional 10-day Greek Isles, Santorini, Mykonos, and Croatia cruises from Venice on July 3rd, July 31st, August 28th, September 25th, and October 23rd. If you're booked on any of those boats, contact your travel provider to see what all has changed. All right, so there have been a lot of rumors in the travel industry. Shocking. The IMAX theater is going to remain, so says Carnival brand ambassador John Heald, due to unfounded online rumors from influencers claiming to have inside information about the ship's dry dock plans. Carnival fans have reached out to Heald about the fate of the ship's popular IMAX theater on Carnival Vista. Rumors have stated that the IMAX theater will be removed and additional staterooms put in its place. Not true, says John. Totally not true. IMAX will remain. I guess while we're talking about Carnival, we also need to talk about the Mardi Gras, the ship, the Mardi Gras, not the Mardi Gras that started in Galveston, but the boat. Guest boarding Carnival Cruise Line's Mardi Gras at Port Canaveral on Saturday were asked to push back their arrival time to the cruise terminal due to a medical evacuation that delayed the ship's return. While the delay was relatively minimal, it was essential that disembarking passengers have had time to to clear out the cruise terminal and exit the parking area in order to accommodate the new arrivals. Mardi Gras had to divert to Nassau in the Bahamas for an emergency medical evacuation at the end of her most recent sailing, a seven-night Eastern Caribbean voyage that left Port Canaveral on Saturday, January 27th. I don't know. Maybe, again, sometimes I get cynical, folks. It's not that far from Nassau. Well, get to Port Canaveral. Yeah, it is a little further. I was thinking Nassau to Miami. But there's a medical evacuation. They divert to Nassau rather than diverting to Miami or Fort Lauderdale, or it just seems a bit strange to me. But anyway, so it was delayed a couple hours, and then it got on its way. So there's no major problem. All right, that's it for the news for today, folks. If I can get out of this damn room and get some breakfast. And get over to the boat, I'll be happy. Let me back on a ship. I'm getting so I don't like being on land at all. So, all right, he's with us. Joanne. Hi, Joanne. Steve's with us. Hey, Steve. I think the world dropped the ball on that one. Well, not really, because they had a lift. It just was broken and they hadn't gotten it fixed. They were helpful. I mean, you know, the world had no control on them moving me to this water stone and then having the steps. I like the Wheel of the World people, and they were apologetic, and you know, they said all the right things. I really can't blame them on that. It's just that, that some of these hotels just, they don't have a clue what they're doing. There's Katie. Katie's back home. Katie's probably going back to work today. I would be getting my money back. Well, it'll be a little hard to do that since I actually was able to get a room. They didn't charge me anything or anything, of course. And it got sorted out, but it was a pain in the ass, and I won't stay here again. I can guarantee you on that. I did talk to Wheel of the World. That probably will be removed from the recommended list because of this. Choppy, Artie, you're breaking up pretty bad. Sorry about that, folks. Choppy audio. Audio still breaking up badly. Better now. That's probably the Wi-Fi in the hotel. Again, not the best. Surely those hotels are illegal, particularly the last one, leaving you without a safe exit in case of a fire. Yeah. Although, definitely there'll be ADA charges levied. I do that. So, yeah, exit route. Exactly. There's another Dennis, says A. Oh my God, good morning. Leaving tomorrow. And just had to troubleshoot dog care. Thankfully got it handled. That's cool. Talking about last minute. Yeah. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Again, I need to give myself a little extra time today. So, you know, I'll go out and get something to eat. I did have dinner sent in last night. That was pretty decent. You know, cost me a little extra money, but that's okay. But I do want to get out of here. So, all right, guys, thanks for being here. Tomorrow, I'll be on the Magnifica, and hopefully, they'll have a good Wi-Fi system as we sail. I'll find out. Hopefully, it'll be a better signal, y'all. All right, everybody. That's it for today. I'll see you back here same time, same channel tomorrow. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a phenomenal day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.